Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A couple lie in a bed, dimly lit, viewed from above. Closer. Closer. The bed is outlined in LED strips. Lights flash. The couple start to move. They look at each other, damp with sweat.
Blood is very hard to get out.
Hello. Welcome back to the Exian Theatre Podcast. We've started off our mini-episodes talking about Isley Lynn's play Tether, which was all about a blind long-distance runner. And we closed this year's Edinburgh Fringe Cups talking to Amit Sharma from the Inclusive Grey Eye Theatre Company. He and performer Arthur Hughes sat down with us to talk about Jack Thorne's new play The Solid Life of Sugarwater, which is on at the Pleasance.
My name's Arthur Hughes. I'm playing Phil in The Solid Life of Sugarwater.
I'm Amit Sharma. I'm the director of The Solid Life of Sugarwater, and I'm the associate director of Grey Eye Theatre Company.
There's only two characters in the play, Phil and his wife, Alice, who's played by Genevieve Barr, and she's deaf. The play is about it's about a couple trying to reconnect for the first time after they've had a stillborn child, their first attempt. So it's very much kind of the discovery back through their relationship, where it all started and where they are now, and where they're going to. The play doesn't really take place in any set place or time. It's in memories and certain moments that were very significant, in getting to this point, and what it was that happened between them, and how they kind of move on from that, because they're both holding on to this event, this awful incident, thing that happened, and how it's kind of created this rift between them, and what it is that brings them back together. And I think the great thing about the play is it's what happens is could happen to any two people, no matter what. And I think that's why Grey Eye is so fantastic to be doing, because it is, obviously I have a shorter arm with no thumb. Genevieve's deaf. These are the minor details, really, in terms of actually what the play is, but I think it's a nice thing that, this could happen to absolutely any two people. And I think just from some of the audience reaction, not that people have said explicitly, but I think it's something that touches people.
The reception takes one look at us and knows we're not going to stop.
He shouts, now there's a movement. He shouts, now there's a movement.
Now. I was worried because some of the doctors have not always been able to understand her.
Not help, just now!
Now!
Nurses will shout to doctors, and he keeps shouting!
Now!
Well, I remember in rehearsals, you saying, some people, just in terms of gauging or guessing what audience reaction would be like, some people would be like, wow, it really was like that. But then some people would be like, it really wasn't like that. Because it's such a raw subject for people. And obviously that's right. But I think Jack's kind of often delicate, often quite brutal way of writing and the way it's out it's very beautiful thing, really. I think he does it very well, and it packs a punch, but it's not it'll stroke you as well. It's a very finessed thing, I think. It's quite an explicit show. It's recommended 18+, obviously, because the nature of it is quite. As I say, Jack's kind of brutal writing. Sometimes it's very, very close to the bone, very hard. Often quite funny, but that's the kind of well-rounded human edge that he puts into it, into a lot of his writing, isn't it? It's you know, he's humorous, but he's real,
okay,
and
right.
As you said, it's, you know, connects good. With every, okay. accessible for everyone. It really, these are stories, these are ways of writing that really hit a lot of people.
Yep.
And
exactly.
You know, I hope we do.
The most pleasing aspect really has just been, you know, people's reactions, like I said earlier, and you know, I think Arthur and Genevieve do a fantastic job in getting the pain, but also the fun of the relationship of both Phil and Alice over, which is really endearing, because the audience kind of go on a journey with them. And with the set being the way that it is, and I won't give too much away because I think people should come and discover that. Yeah. But also how we do incorporate the captioning, and how that's placed within the set and at what moment. You know, these decisions have been kind of like really carefully thought about to give an extra kind of layer to the script. And it's all, you know, it's the first time we've been here for about 12 years. Grey Eye, you know, our last show was Peely.
So basically, what would have happened yesterday?
Which was at the Traverse, I think. So it's just nice to be back and to kind of be part of the artistic community that's kind of up here, and seeing our friends, but also meeting new friends as well. Through the work, so it's been a real joy, actually.
Grey Eye has been around for about 35 years, and you know, our main focus is to place deaf and disabled artists centre stage. We do our work indoors, outdoors, across the UK, internationally. Our remit is to provide a platform for deaf and disabled artists, whether it's in training, whether it's to develop writing, to produce shows, obviously, but also one of our key kind of missions is to make the work accessible not only for the people that we work with, but also for the audiences that come and see our show. So within a Grey Eye show, you'll have a performance which has got creative captioning, sign language interpreting kind of stuff. British Sign Language, and also audio description for blind or visually impaired members of the audience. So, and it doesn't feel like an add-on. It's actually very much part of the aesthetic. We'll say that's rain in the background.
Yeah.
It's actually very much part of the overall aesthetic. And it's something that we kind of termed as the aesthetics of access. So how can not only the individual's impairment bring something artistic to the production, but also using BSL or captioning or audio description, how that can actually input and feed into the aesthetic of the show to give a different and a much more fuller meaning to the overall production. I mean, you know, I've got a physical impairment, so I kind of use crutches. And I think, you know, some spaces, yes, they can be tricky. But I think, just like with anything, it's about attitude and inclusivity. And the way you approach a member, a disabled patron who's coming to see your show, and giving them, you know, the full access that they kind of require. So for me personally, the venue like the Pleasance have been exceptional. They've really supported what we're trying to do in terms of the show. The way disabled patrons kind of come in and how they've offered them viewing space, and for wheelchair users, or you know, for deaf members of the audience, they've really taken on board some of what we would do day in, day out, and they've done it with a smile, and they've done it with, you know, a real amount of rigour.
Definitely, I think before, certainly when it's a quick turnaround, even, you know, with Fringe shows. Obviously, I mean, this is my first Fringe, but certainly before our show goes up with such a massive set, there is a lot to do, and. But it's just like any show, really. You know, if we have disabled patrons coming in, it is just, and as Amit said, the, you know, the crew working here at the Pleasance have been just so fantastic.
I mean, I think we all kind of wish that all the spaces can be accessible, but also all the performances can be accessible as well. You know, I've seen some amazing performances, and I've been texting the artistic director today. She's coming up on the train, and she goes, "You know, what's good to see?" Which I've kind of sent. But you know, Jen uses BSL, and I look at the shows and I'm kind of going, you know, how can she see some of the shows that I've seen fully? Because, you know, some performances have their backs turned, you know, some are doing different kind of accents, so lip pattern makes it quite difficult to kind of pick out. So when we kind of use the word disability, it kind of covers a lot of impairments. But actually being a bit more specific about those impairments, actually you can start to unpick where there is a lack of access, and actually what you can then do about it for audio description performances, as an example. So I really do think it is about having a vision of kind of going, how can we make our work more accessible? So as it is with the Fringe, you're just trying to get bums on seats. it's about being trying to make your work as inclusive as possible. And to be fair, I think that's slowly starting to happen, particularly with the international platform, the IF platform, that's happening at the end of the month as well. That's been set up by Stopgap, which is a really wonderful, brilliant thing, because it's really positive and it's really kind of going, you know, deaf and disabled artists can come to Edinburgh. We just need the right spaces and the right people to help us and support us.
And that's all from us here. We'll be back next month with the complete team back on deck. In the meantime, go to our website, exeuntmagazine.com, or find us on Twitter at Theatre Magazine. Have a great rest, Fringe.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.